Chapter 7. Wholehearted Parenting. Daring to be the adults we want our children to be. Who we are and how we engage with the world are much stronger predictors of how our children will do than what we know about parenting. In terms of teaching our children to dare greatly in the never-enough culture, the question isn't so much, are you parenting the right way, as it is, are you the adult that you want your child to grow up to be? Parenting in a culture of never enough. Most of us would love a color-coded parenting handbook that answers all of our unanswerable questions, comes with guarantees, and minimizes our vulnerability. We want to know that if we follow certain rules or adhere to the method espoused by a certain parenting expert, our children will sleep through the night, be happy, make friends, achieve professional success, and stay safe. The uncertainty of parenting can bring up feelings in us that range from frustration to terror. Our need for certainty in an endeavor as uncertain as raising children makes explicit how to parent strategies both seductive and dangerous. I say dangerous because certainty often breeds absolutes, intolerance, and judgment. That's why parents are so critical of one another. We latch on to a method or approach, and very quickly, our way becomes the way. When we obsess over our parenting choices to the extent that most of us do, and then see someone else making different choices, we often perceive that difference as direct criticism of how we are parenting. Ironically, parenting is a shame and judgment minefield precisely because most of us are wading through uncertainty and self-doubt when it comes to raising our children. After all, we rarely engage in self-righteous judgment when we feel confident about our decisions. I'm not going to practically knock myself unconscious with a shaming eye roll about your non-organic milk if I feel good about what I'm feeding my children. But if doubt lurks beneath my choices, that self-righteous critic will spring to life in not-so-subtle parenting moments that happen because my underlying fear of not being the perfect parent is driving my need to confirm that, at the very least, I'm better than you. Somewhere buried deep inside our hopes and fears for our children is the terrifying truth that there is no such thing as perfect parenting, and there are no guarantees. From debates about attachment parenting and how much better they parent in Europe, to disparagement of tiger moms and helicopter parents, the heated discussions that occupy much of the national parenting conversation conveniently distract us from this important and difficult truth. Who we are and how we engage with the world are much stronger predictors of how our children will do than what we know about parenting.